Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Resolve what to do. That when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him. And said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward. Because he had dealt shrewdly. He had dealt with wisdom. For the sons of this world are more wise in their generation than the sons of light. Can we all say planning? In this part of the world, we do not do adequate planning. We do not plan as we should plan. From the national level to church level to family level to individual level, people hardly plan.
Those
who plan do not plan adequately. We swim in a lot of the word of God and faith and the anointing and power. But no plan. Anointed without plan. Full of power but without plan. Full of faith and without plan. When we do that, we will not do as well as we should do. Then we will have the years rolling from time to time, from year to year, and you see that your condition is the same, although you believe hard and you have more power than ever, but you see that you do not do as well as you should do. We leave everything to chance and circumstances. Whatever will be, should be. But there are other societies where they hardly have time for the word of God. They ignore the word of God. As for power, they are very skeptical. They doubt that the power of God is even around and all that. But they have a lot of planning.
Na baby so wa, nyamia samo mu fanya she. Tumi edi nyamia samo chikra ne esia. Omusi mu akwawe sa tumi odi ya jume miche chira. Sa fonu so wa ho, ne mom esuno sa di omuni yeti.
I believe that for those of us in this part of the world, we are going to do abundantly so well if we learn to combine the faith that we have in God with the planning that we should adequately do.
na mi jidi se yanu ma ya wobi e ti se no se yebetumi din shishaya aka jidi eni obu a ya wodi ma wanyame asam ne yebetumi aka bo mu a eni ne ke yebedi ye pa.
I can almost say confidently that we need more planning than power, because especially believers, we are already powerful.
Na yen dia yebetumi aka se jidi fo yen yen dia wotumi ne dada.
Do you know that you are powerful? You are going to see how powerful you are if you learn to plan. Because if you are a believer, you understand the kingdom of God, you will know that God has put the powers within you. You yourself, you have the power to execute the counsel of God.
Na se wo ye jidi ni na wo nim se wo ji wo nyame di na wo di na chi a enye na wo be hotumi e wo wu mu wo bra wo di wo nyame tin po wo de ma wo eye nsheshe di ato ho.
You will not know that there is power in this plug if you do not have a plan to tap it. If you do not have a fan that is connected to it, you look at the naked wire, you will think that there is no power in it. But you have power as a believer.
Yeah.
The Bible says that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You are already powerful.
Hallelujah.
You do not have to prove to people that you are powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You already have the power of God inside of you. You need a plan so that the power will flow into the plan. Because I want to tell you today that God has given the power of the execution of his will, of his plan for you, into your hands.
Receive it. Now, so we will to me a woo. Yam funny say, why ya 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 de akosha soketimi. Say that one will be a fan kosha soketimo, my fan, na messi woman, where me a prayer. Who said to me woo? So what is some upon away me a prayer? To a wadi bella and my fan numen channel who. Now, son, I would you do me what ye? So what to me a fan one kosha soketimo? Na we mia unam nyame susunkunkun emia prayer ubeya sadia wote na enu ti se wonnim tumi ewo wumu se wonyame ama wutumi asia die nyina ene na ubehu se wuyo bi atumi ankasa wonyame edia hye wumu.
One of the most important things that you need as you begin a marriage and you begin a year and you begin your life, One of the most important thing is a plan.
Na adie pa ehia wabra wo sha wa wari akwentu ase wabra obokwentu ase ana afifo fro pass ni se odi shishye beto ho.
Lives must be planned.
Ababa ye boy su e wo se ye di shishye to
life is too precious for you to let it at the mercy of chance and circumstances. Life is so precious.
Adumo wanyame di ache ye nkwa ye wei e yadi ye muye duye ni ya mwase watina sedia wipe bia ananka seo ni ya bebe bia ya befa ni sade bi adumo chedi wanyame di ama we ye nkwa yi e wase wudi shishe pape bidi tuho ama waba ubra sedia se.
If you do not have a plan for your life, you are abusing yourself.
Se wuni shishe bia di mawabua ba ene na babua wibo na nase ni unyamidi ama unuhuse enu.
You are wasting the life.
Adumo unyamidi ama weya nkwanu utu wachini huse enu.
You cannot experience God's grace flowing into your life because there is no plan for any power to back it.
Esanse wonyame adom a wode ama wo no ma na kwakwa ehshehye bia ni wo wonyame betumi di adom na famu ma ye nsrade ama wo.
Not only our lives but our families too must be planned.
Na nye ya bra bon kuto ye busua so e wose ye di ehshehye to wo ma no.
When we talk about planning families, your mind quickly goes to family planning, what we technically call family planning.
Ye nye ehshehye wo ye busua ho a wodia wo family planning anti Joe ni nkrofo yaba wo wo panyese men wo ansa eno na waje wo so nye no ne yakan.
Of course you must plan your family and not give birth to plenty within some. If you want to give birth to plenty is okay, but you must space them quite well and you must be able to take care of them quite well.
Na sempo wani abreso peso wo be football team a ye ni asem na mom tobo. Se wana uwa menye ukoti umekunanu asinyanyi mtobo menye nisa kakran kakran fiemye nubakun sasa.
But it is not the birthing of children that should be planned in family. But that is way down there. There are other critical areas in your family life that you must have a plan for.
And you ma be bre wo emu ye dua e wo se se abusua no wutumi tena se na wo ye nhyehye bi de ma no nya awo mu nkuto.
As we think about 2014, our lives, our businesses, our churches, our nations must be planned.
Na emra ye dwen afefofo ye be komu yi enye na wo se ye hu se ye man no ye sori ye ebusua no ye ye hyehye bi ye de to ho e ma afia ye ba be wura mu.
Because those who plan, they do better in the long run now, than those who do not have a plan.
Wanu ma omu wan hyehye wo ma ba bom no omu di ye efie bebre ese wanu ma.
They may have power and faith and anointing, but without a plan, they do not do well in the long run.
They
can do well now. And you can admire them now. But because they do not have a long-term plan, in the end, which is the critical time, they will be found wanting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in life, how you end is what is important. Because you can be doing so well, living with flying colors. I mean, nobody, you are a champion and all that. You are a powerful believer. Unbelievers are saved. But if you do not end well and you deny Christ, you go to hell on top of all the people you warn.
Now, if you are seeing me, if you are here, say, Paul, what to me said day, ah, what to me, dear Christ said day, now what to me, I'm more brandon, because here we are here, Ubeko hell, it's in your way, you know, now.
Planning is the way of taking hold of the future. The kingdom of God is one of power. It is a power that God gives us to make things happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the future should not be left to for it to give us what it likes. We have power to make the future that you want. God has given it to you, that power to make that future happen.
Can we all
say, make it happen? Can we all say that? Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So planning is for kings. Kings are people with the power of execution.
They are people.
If you read the last but one Psalm, David says that God has given a certain honor to his children. It is the honor to carry out what God's counsel is. We have power to let the thing become. We have power to decide when it will become.
Yes.
That is why Jesus Christ, when he brought the kingdom message, he said that according to your faith, be it done unto you. Not according to my power or my anointing upon my life. But he was saying that I have put the controls within you. The kingdom of God is already within you. What the beautiful thing that you want that it happens in your life. God says that, look, they came to Jesus and they asked him, the kingdom of God that you've been teaching, when will it come? And Jesus Christ asked them, this is in Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Jesus Christ told them that the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation, because the kingdom is within you. He was saying that you have to cause the kingdom to come. You do not ask God, when will this thing happen in my life? He says that I have given you the power. power. That is why the kingdom of God is not in word. It is in the ability for us to execute judgment, for us to execute the things that God has planned for our lives. It is in our power. It is no more, the timing is no more with God. In the kingdom of God, you can determine it now. If you want it now, you plan it and you get it now. It is within your power. We cannot be aloof, sit on the fence and say that this year it didn't be. I am believing next year. How are you believing? You must have a plan.
Nanya kakosiani se when yamia hinyene wo yemuno ema sumi ma yetumi kanse meye ye sa wo wan shise wa wa. Ube se wudi ye, ube se wuye manija. Again shise na wo diatu wa wabrabo. School na wa kwa duna nwa nono. Anase wa yan shise bi se mese yoko school akome nim. Wanya nono, detumi wo nyamidi ama wo wo wumunu wa kachira wo huse. Ewo yesu di mo afia yebe simi. Uwe na meye esan shisha uwonti. Na wun kase en, afi 2013 non kwa yasam. Enuti ni oma nko ya mame. Enuti 2014. Oh, we are same, my dear. 2014, yeah, chain. What be we are?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen here. You should plan, because what God gives us, He will give it to you a little at a time. So if you have no plan, you will miss everything that God gives you. I tell you, if you look into your life, you will see that this year from January, if you should examine the money that has passed through your hands, you'll be amazed. If you should examine the food that you have eaten, you'll be amazed that they have dashed you. Some of you have eaten like 8 bags of rice, but God gave it to you 1 plate at a time. But you see, if you have a plan, then you will harness the little things that God has given you to bring the plan to pass. But if you do not plan, you would not see even what God has blessed you with. Why are people afraid of planning? Why are nations afraid of planning? Why are churches afraid of planning? Why are individuals running away from planning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Luke chapter 16 verse 1 to 8, Jesus gave a story about an unjust steward. Somebody was in charge of somebody's property and then the person messed it up.
Now we can look at Sampana. Yesu kasafa akwebia niwa edine dopa de man na wansha suye.
But you know, at the end of the day, this steward was sad because he was messing up the property of this rich man.
Na newe ye no sa akwanu woyine di. Esan se niwa ne jumanu wansha suye.
But before he was sad, the text said that the master called him and said that I am going to demand a report from you before I sack you.
Na owu anu katra kwanu se ansana mekase kwono mehwehwe se wo bebu akunta wa adwuma me de ma wo no ho.
So the gentleman who was just on the verge of going home with bad news, he just reasoned and he said that as for me, I cannot do wala tu wala sa.
Na akwana wako fie no tena se dwindi no hu se enwoma bi wo ha mintumi koye wala tu wala sa.
And then he also said that as for begging, I am ashamed to beg.
Na same kwako sresra dia so eye maniwo.
She came to a practical, realistic assessment of what he can do and what he cannot do, and how he was going to manage his life from that time
onwards.
But at the end of the day, he received a commendation. He was not commended because he had done some wrong, dubious things against the master.
Now,
he was commended because he developed, all of a sudden, he developed a realistic strategic plan for his life.
Now,
you too in your life, you will be commended if you have a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Marriages will be commended for they having plans. Individual lives will receive the commendation of God for having plans. Why is it that people run away from planning? They do not know that God commands people and churches and nations and societies and families with a plan. If even an evil plan was commended, how much more our planning our lives in 2014? How much more you planning? You receive first of all the commendation of God.
So that
you can get God's commendation. You know, there was a time that God commended David because he had clearly told him that you are not the one to build the temple for me.
But
David made preparation for it. He had a drawing for it by the Spirit of God. He had materials ready for his son just to put them together. And God commended David that at least it was in his heart that he was wanting to do a thing like
that.
God is a God of plan. He is a planner himself. If you read the creation story, you will see that God had a systematic plan. Just read Genesis chapter 1. You understand the first revelation, the impression about God is that he seems to be working with a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he will come and he will say, let there be awareness or light. And then he will go. And then he will come and he will create. And then he will go and come again for 6 days. Because he had a plan.
Now we can count Genesis. I would say when you put on your beer, no, no, she share when you move. A dead kind of one or boy or choir, a dead to sum you know, or some baby before. And just say, none young was one now will come up, boom, said the necessary to prepare.
God has got books, he keeps books.
Now when you know one woman, a
one they call it the book of life.
Now a woman back with a friend on Kwang woman.
He has got a book of remembrance.
Now, I want to be so uncaring.
Because he writes his plan, he says, look, I have to remember this.
Wow.
If you look at God and if you understand the God of our lives, you will see that he has got a file on every human being. If you read Psalm 139 verse 16 or so, it says that all my parts have been listed in your book. Every one of us have got a file in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. He has got records. He keeps a record. He has got plans.
Na ye nyina ye wo hai ye wo nwuma aye fra ne fale e wo osua hima nu mu obi ani di ene ne tag e bo so ni awa ye bibi ya wo nyame atrotro ni nyina e na wo sisese so a odi amu wo wo sanio ma no ho itu nyame oye master planner.
One of the first reasons why people do not plan is because they are too busy.
Na die di kan ya en mani pam fan sese en gbo ma ba gbo ni se de bi omu obibi ye.
They are too busy. They have put too much on their plate.
Omu wo je se how e da wo mo so wo mo ku na do so.
If you look at the plate, they need more than 24 hours in the day.
Na wo hwe ne wo na nimu na. E mu na don ni nyina o nya mede amaye ne so ma wo mo.
They do not know that they are running themselves to their graves.
Now
they have got strength, so they think that, well, I am able to execute and all that. Do you know what you are doing? You are reducing your life, because God has structured life in such a way that you must have a Sabbath. You must have a time that you put all your busy aside. You put all the pressures aside. You must have a time, ladies and gentlemen, that you wait upon the Lord. We don't just rush into the year. We don't just rush to begin things. We wait upon the Lord. We meditate. We think. We stay with the Lord. Don't be in a hurry in life. Too busy to even have quiet time. If you have a job that prevents you from doing quiet time, I don't know how the job can prevent you anyway. That job is sending you, I won't say to hell, it's sending you to a place that you will not be happy. A position with God, you will not be happy. Now you say, I'm getting the money. Fine! But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, life is so short. What God has given to us, we must live it well. This body is somebody's house. You cannot just throw anything at it. Use it anyhow and please the person. He'll be in you, the Holy Spirit. He says, this guy is destroying. The roof is leaking. He doesn't know. The floor has caved in. The living room has caved in. There are cracks all over. Still, he is running me wild. What I'm saying to you is that never follow the pace of the world. Have a time that you can wait upon the Lord. Don't be too busy to have a waiting, deliberate waiting time. Not the one you do on your feet. God, you are with me. I believe I'm healed and all that. No. Time you are waiting. Deliberate one.
Hallelujah. Nyoka kusiani se abrabono nyamia shise bibia. Na sa uwe na usu uwa huwadi na u dibetu emrika dia. Na chasa uwe pentama kwa niye siyo. Esa nse eya abotila kwentu na utu na u di emrika dia abata mrenu niye siyo untem. Onyamiya shisha nisa. Na sa uwe babrano ewa sa uwe nyamri bia wade baji wa hume. Na wache uwe nyamiya ni muadia uwe ye bia remu. Afififra yebe uwe Wumra hi na wode tuwa ebise wade se. E dena u wode ya mami wafi 2014 mu. Deni na uwa kwa uba bro nyame kota atara me pama die. Mejuma ya chime. E mebe na uwa nyadi ya mu nyame. Nyase ube jiwa hume kakra. Na wache uwa nyame ni. Sa juma uwa ya nesha usuoma utu mi nyame rano pampo. Eni uwa nyame ni kita hudie dia. Osi wankan chao se da uwa kwa hell. Na baby a de wokwa nwi nyani je eniti nia wuye biara se eiti senyala nyamile kakra na mnu nyam kupo ni kita ho ansa na wetu anamombi biara se beye nshadi amao.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.